knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too.
Down at our rendezvous, three is company too.
Down at our rendezvous,
down at our rendezvous, three is company too.
Okay, Jack, now you have to get up because I gotta do the cushions. Jack! Cushions and I. Hey! I, gee whiz, this
Mommy.
Him up. Know who I bumped into today? That redhead, Valerie Markham.
Where? What am I doing down here?
Sleeping.
Oh.
Jeff, come on, get up.
I'm up, Christy. I'm up.
I got another note from that secret admirer.
Yeah, and she still has no idea who's sending them.
Yeah, it could be from anybody in the whole office building. I mean, listen to this. Roses are red, violets are blue, your smile is like sunshine, and you always come to work dressed very nicely also.
Well, I think we can rule out any professional poets.
Well, who's ever leaving them on my desk in the morning gets there before anybody else.
So, you know it's none of your bosses.
Now you get serious. Can't you see that Chrissy's worried?
Yeah, it's not easy having someone admire you. I hope you never have to experience it.
Okay, so if your secret admirer is shy, maybe it would be easier for him to meet you in a crowd.
Oh, that's great. How can he talk to me if he can't even find me?
Come on, Chrissy, I'm not talking about the Super Bowl. I got an idea. Why don't you leave a note on the bulletin board at work tomorrow addressed to Secret Admirer? And in it, you say that you're going to be at the Regal Beagle tomorrow night.
Yeah, but if he walks in and he sees that I'm not there, he's going to be mad at me.
Come on. Jack meant that you would be there.
Yeah, but I wasn't planning...
Oh, I get it.
The medicine must be working.
Just go on.
Now, in the note, you also say that it would be nice if the secret admirer happened to drop by the Regal Beagle, too.
Well, yeah, but look, we don't know who this guy is, right? I mean, what if it's some creep Chrissy doesn't want to go out with?
Well, then, Janet, you'll be along to scare him off.
Gosh. This place is empty tonight.
Oh, no, now he'll never come in. He'll feel too conspicuous.
Chrissy, what about that guy at the bar?
You know, he does look kind of familiar.
I knew it. Is he someone from your office?
No, he looks like my Uncle Max.
Chrissy,
And my Uncle Max is much older.
Chrissy.
He has a beard, too. I think he's taller than that.
Chrissy!
This guy could be a secret admirer.
Well, how do I find out? Ask him for a handwriting sample?
Chrissy, think. No, that might take too long. Listen, why don't you just go on over there and start a conversation? You can do it, Chrissy. Go on. It's the only way.
Go on.
Give it your best shot. Come on.
Okay.
That a girl.
Hi.
Hi, Chrissy. I'll be with you in a minute. I'm sorry it's so dead in here tonight.
Oh, I like it quiet. Makes it easier to share secrets.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hi.
You know something? I was about to scribble you a message on a cocktail napkin.
Then you are him. Oh, I'm so glad I finally met you.
Congratulations. Oh. Have some dip. Name's Brad. Mm. Kind of clammy, huh?
Oh, it's okay. I don't mind sweaty palms.
No, I meant the dip is clammy. It's clam dip.
Oh!
Anyway, I'm glad you made the first move. I was a little nervous about going over there.
Oh, Brad, you should never be afraid to tell a girl what you're thinking.
You mean that?
Of course.
Okay. How about a midnight cruise in my hot tub?
Work.
No, and I don't care, gorgeous.
Well, how'd you know my name?
Well, the bartender called you Chrissy. Come on, let's have some dip and a drink. Then we'll go home for drinks and a dip. Skinny dip, huh?
If you like dip so much, try this. Oh, boy, Jack. Next time I listen to one of your dumb ideas, I hope I'm not around to hear it.
Chrissy, you better start apologizing. Secret admirer just glided in, I think. Look.
Kazumski.
Chrissy, does he work at your office? No, but I wish he did.
I got a message for Phil Durkin. Is that you?
Yeah, sure is. Was it from Barbara?
Yeah, she called and said she'd be a little late.
Ah, thanks.
Okay.
At you. What are you waiting for? Get over there.
Yeah, but what do I say to him?
It's simple. Just use one of the lines guys use on you, but leave out the part where you slap him.
Okay.
Come on, go.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, sure is crowded in here. Mind if I share your table?
What? No. For a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Oh, good. Listen, why don't we just put the cards on the table, huh? Are you my admirer?
Admirer? Oh, yeah. Oh, gee, you betcha, yeah.
Oh, good. I was so afraid I made a mistake. Let's get acquainted.
Tell me, do you always come in here to meet fellas like this?
Of course not. Only when I put an invitation up on the bulletin board. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Phil?
Barbara. Hi. Look. This is a friend. Actually, she's just an acquaintance.
So? Your note invited me for a drink, not a show and tell.
His note? He's been leaving them on your desk, too? Are you some kind of pen pal sex maniac?
I don't know what you're talking about. Barbara is my date for tonight.
Huh. You mean you're not my admirer?
Try the bar on the corner, honey. Over there you gotta beat him off with a stick.
Just kill you!
Jack, I got it.
What have you got?
Oh, Jack, you
sitting with that dippy guy, so he left.
Oh, darn.
No, no. Now that he's got my note encouraging him, he's going to stop by our house tonight just on the chance that I might be home.
Chrissy, then you must have talked to him.
No, 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 no. He left a note.
Oh,
oh gosh, he's going to be here any minute. I'm so late. I stopped to buy a new blouse. Oh, I'm so excited. I just know he's the answer to my dreams.
Oh, oh my gosh. That must be him.
Hello. My name is Gilbert Larwin. I'm sorry, pardon me? Gilbert Larwin.
Oh, you wouldn't be, no, you couldn't be.
Is Chrissy here? I wrote her I'd stop by.
You are? Yeah, come in. Well, would you like to sit down?
Yes, thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll try to fix whatever it was you tripped over.
Oh, you can't. It was my feet.
Oh, would you like to sit down?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Good. Oh, hello.
Oh, excuse me, I'll get that out of your way.
Yeah,
just a cushion.
Could we get you anything?
Oh, no, thank you.
Well, what do you do, Mr. Larwin?
How do you do?
I said, what do you do?
Oh, I'm a newspaper man.
Oh.
I see, a writer?
No, a seller.
Oh, Chrissy!
Thank God, I mean Chrissy. You have a visitor, Mr. Larva.
Larwin.
Larwin.
Gilbert Larwin.
To finally meet you. Oh. So, you're Mr. Secret Admirer.
Well, just call me Secret. I mean, Gilbert.
Oh. Listen, why don't we sit down, Gilbert?
Oh, fine.
Yeah, we'll just excuse ourselves.
Yeah, bye-bye.
You know, I don't remember seeing you around before.
Oh, well, I see you twice a day. See, I work at the newsstand in your office building.
Oh, I never stop at that stand.
Yeah, I know. I've had a paper waiting for you every day for 3 years.
Really? They must be piling up.
You know, every time you passed by, I always wanted to call out to you. Yoo-hoo! Beautiful lady! Yoo-hoo!
No, that wasn't his mating call, Janet. He was just showing her how he waves bye-bye.
Look, Jack, Chrissy is too nice to hurt his feelings, but she's going to be stuck in there with him yoo-hooing all night if we don't get her out of there. Please think of something.
Larry!
What, Larry?
Now, listen, you run up and tell Larry to come down here and pick up Chrissy for a date with him.
No. Larry doesn't have a date with Chrissy.
It's finally happened. You started to sound like her. When are you going to start going?
Oh, you mean that Larry will be pretending?
That's good, Janet. Oh. Johnny, let's tell her what she's won for that. A trip to Hawaii and a freezer. Thank you very much.
Come on, I get it. You mean that what Mr. Larwin doesn't know isn't going to hurt
That's
him.
Brilliant. Okay,
thank
now you.
You
go up and get Larry and tell him to come down here. And meanwhile, I'll try to nudge the personality kid out of here, okay?
Okay. You know, I once wanted to marry a guy who sold newspapers.
Really?
Yeah, he had a paper route. I was only 10.
I love your laugh.
Excuse me, I think I lost a pizza cutter around here somewhere. Sorry.
Wow.
Oh, no, it's okay, I'll find it.
I don't believe it.
What, you never lost a pizza cutter before?
Here I am, I'm actually sitting here. I'm talking to you in person. Mom and Dad aren't going to believe it when I get home.
I don't believe it, and I'm here. Oh, afraid the party's over, Gimlet.
Gilbert.
Gilbert. Chrissy's date has just arrived. Excuse me.
Oh,
Mike, what's the idea of this getup?
Janet, explain the work to be done. These are my working clothes.
Okay, let's get going.
Right? Hey, don't worry about a thing, kids, huh? You just watch old Larry take charge.
See, I've never done anything like this before. I mean, I'm usually very, very shy with girls.
Chrissy.
See, I think my problem is
bigger than both of you. Excuse me, pal, all right? Chrissy, baby. Forget the Larry you've known before. This Larry wants you to follow him to a passion paradise.
Oh, Larry, you're so funny!
Don't you just love her laugh?
She laughed at me.
Well. Give up, Larry. She's nuts, but nice try.
Are you kidding? This is the biggest challenge of my life. I just need my big guns.
So,
Chrissy, my heart weeps for you. My soul cries out for you. Come away with me, where I can kiss you. Kiss you. Kiss you.
Anyway, what I was saying...
It's okay, Larry. You were great. That's... What are you trying to do? Break me? I was all ready to write a how-to book. Now I'm going to have to buy one. Give me that.
Excuse us, Chrissy. Excuse me. Could I see you in the kitchen for just a mo? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Gilbert, would you excuse me for a minute?
Oh, of course.
Carrie, we'll just be a teeny minute.
Chrissy, we are breaking our backs trying to get rid of secret admirer for you. Will you please help?
No.
Good. Now, the first... No.
No, I want to talk to him.
You do?
Yeah. He's honest and warm. I mean, Gilbert is the only man I've met in months who's wanted to be with me rather than wanting me to be with him, if you know what I mean.
Oh, boy, do I.
Well, I don't, but why break a habit?
Well, I would like to go talk to my friend.
Okay.
Oh, I personally am going to get out of these clothes and go to bed.
I'll help you.
Good morning.
It's you.
Yes. See, Chrissy and I were talking till the wee small hours, so she said I should just sleep here and have some breakfast.
Really?
Oh, it's okay. I called my folks.
Good, I was worried.
Boy, Chrissy's the most wonderful girl. I just love her.
You do?
Love is too weak a word. I worship her. I mean, she's so gentle and sweet and kind, and that's not all.
Oh, wait, take it easy, Giblets. I mean, Gilbert. Gilbert. Listen, hang on a second. I'll go get Chrissy. Won't be long.
Chrissy.
Oh, my, I wonder what he sees in her.
Oh, hi, Jack.
Hi.
Jack! What are you doing, huh?
Oh, hey! What are you doing in here?
I'm just trying to save that guy Gilbert from a broken heart.
Huh? You must mean from a broken back. He slept on our sofa last night.
Chrissy, yeah? He fell in love with you last night.
What? We didn't talk that long.
Chrissy, what's long? Some people can fall in love between traffic lights.
Now, I think he's going to ask you to marry him.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes!
Well, what am I gonna do?
You're gonna have to disillusion him.
Good idea, Janet.
Yeah.
That'll work.
You go out there, Jack, and you tell him that Chrissy will be out in just a couple of minutes. Come on, Chrissy, we gotta work fast.
Okay. I gotta be me. I gotta be me. What else can...
Chrissy's gonna be out in a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
I be but what I am.
Chrissy.
Oh, no, I don't want
meatballs. I hope you like them crunchy. I got a few shells in there. I suppose you want some orange juice, too, huh?
No.
Some people, you gotta wait on them hand and foot. Jeez. I suppose you gotta have some toast now, huh?
Chrissy, just never mind.
Never mind? I go to all this fuss and you tell me to never mind?
No, I meant just stand there. See, I want to propose...
No, don't say it.
Chrissy!
No, I'm not who you think I am.
I just wanted to propose a toast.
I'm not ready for marriage. What?
A toast. To Chrissy. I don't want to marry you.
You don't?
No, I just wanted to meet you and talk with you. And it was wonderful. I mean, you made me feel so good.
Oh, Gilbert. You made me feel so good, too.
Then, we can be friends?
We are friends.
Gee, thanks. I gotta get to work now. I'll save you paper.
Wait! Goodbye, Gilbert.
I better not muss up your hair. Bye.
Bye, Gilbert.
Bye, Gilbert.
You are beautiful.
Don't make fun of me. I know what I look like.
Inside, Chrissy, inside. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, Chrissy. Jack's here.
Jack. I just want to tell you that I think it was so sweet of you to bake that birthday cake for Gilbert.
Oh, hey, I like Gilbert. I was happy to do it. Did you see it?
Oh, yeah, I did. And Chrissy's in there decorating it right now.
What? The last time Chrissy decorated a cake, it looked as if somebody had been shooting at it.
I know, but
Chrissy,
this time...
wait, stop whatever it is you're doing.
Jack, don't come in. I want to surprise you.
Chrissy.
I put it in the box you bought and everything.
Look, Chrissy...
You're going to be so...
Chrissy, let me help, okay?
Be careful, Jack. You'll make me lose
Chrissy.
It. Chrissy.
Ah!
Oh, no!
Get up, Chrissy.
Hey, I'm okay.
Who cares about you? You know how long it took me to bake this cake? Well, it's empty. Oh, a little practical joke?
Yeah.
Oh. You girls are so humor-filled. It reminds me of the time I smeared icing all over your hair.
Oh, come on. You never smeared icing all over our hair.
Well, then let's do it now.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.